talked about how the Holy Ghost works. Pentecostal people, full gospel people, charismatic people, word of faith people believe they know how the Holy Ghost works because they speak in tongue, and sometimes they have functioning in the gifts of the Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But that does not mean you know how the Holy Ghost works. I went through that transition myself, but then after revelation from God about the Holy Spirit and how he works, I found out that there's some deeper dimension of fellowship we can have with the Holy Spirit that will make him work at a more elevated amount in our lives. And so there's some question I asked, and then we're going to be seated out in a few minutes. The question I asked are some things I point out last week about many Christians are drifting, going with the flow, living in the survivor mode. And I've seen this. I've been in this 38 years. I see Christians just living in the survivor mode. And the reason we have a tendency to live in a survivor mode is we don't know that God is never through with you. And every morning you open your eyes, promotion is standing by your bed. Because you're a Christian. Let me say that again. Every morning you open your eyes, promotion is standing by your bed. Many are just satisfied, I say it. Just satisfied Christian. And let me say something else along that line. And I must address this. That it's impossible to have a flesh connection with God. It's impossible to have a flesh connection with Jesus. It's impossible to have a flesh connection with the Holy Spirit and get benefit. It's impossible to have a flesh connection with your pastor and get benefit. There's a word the Lord reminded me of when Montreal was praying this morning, consecration. You know, there were times that I am to consecrate myself. I still do it, but, you know, all this speaking and grinning and stuff before I preach, you know, I pass by the boys out there and I'll give them a salute, you know. Well, sometimes I'm not going to give that salute. And sometimes I'll look you straight in the face and won't say nothing. Now, I see people with a flesh mess. He all stuck up. Look at him. Now, he's supposed to be the pastor. Well, if you want me to minister to you in the spirit, our flesh is going to have to be disconnected. The average person don't even know that. You know, you ought to say, oh, bless God, pastor getting more consecrated. He ain't got to speak to me. Just give me my word. And so many are just settling. They have settled for what life dish out to them. They say a few prayers, read a few scriptures. But go back in the same old mold every day. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's just selling, satisfied selling. And then I say to you, many Christians are trying peddling upstream. You know, always, every day, it's always some mess. There's so much life, much in life in the Lord, where all these defeats, delays, and dilemmas, and downfall and need of deliverance in the body of Christ coming from. I answer myself because many would say from the devil. Do he have that much power? When the scripture says, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. So in reading this morning our text, and I got a few rough notes. When you see a little piece of paper, you can get shouting because there's some rough, hot notes. You may be seated. John, Gospel, chapter 16. I say I was going to preach a half hour last night. I lied like a man because I feel a lot of things need to be said. My family don't even pay me no attention when I say this. Yeah, uh-huh. We read for a golden text about the Holy Spirit. We're talking about how the Holy Spirit works in this series. But I want to take you a little farther. And you have to write these words and listen to them, because they are going to bring you to a new dimension of living. Taking all limitation off the Holy Ghost in your life. He worked in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit, all the miraculous things you see, the Isaiah done brought to pass, he's working limited. But in the disposition where we live, on the other side of the whole thing, was Jesus Christ and him crucified, paid for Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. He paid for all that. And he made all those things fulfilled. And then all the epistles and everything that he made, and he even paid for the teaching of the gospel of himself, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Then Romans, Acts, Romans, and on down the line, all the epistles and all the manifestation the Bible tells us about, Jesus paid for all that at one stroke. And so the Holy Spirit has been limited by our understanding of our fellowship with the Lord and the fellowship with Jesus Christ and what Jesus has done for us, and how important it is for us to have our faith in the right place that will take the limit off the Holy Spirit in your life. And so what here, Word of Life Christian Center, that's what I want you to understand. God do not expect us to live by the limit of this society. This world is limited. How many of y'all know that? It's a limited world. But Christians been living by the world limits. Even though we come worship and praise God and run and shout, but yet we have not properly accessed and activated the ability that our relationship with God can bring forth. And so the Lord has been dealing with me that these scriptures must come alive. They must produce divine results in our lives on a daily basis. I said these scriptures, this book, must come alive. And it will, if we permit it to come alive with the Holy Spirit breathing on it, it will produce divine results on a daily basis. So tomorrow, when you wake up, you're going to have for a weapon to use that God said to me, his word will produce divine results for me today. Thank you for your enthusiasm. You don't even realize what I'm saying, because we've been religious so long. We've been in religious mode and relaxed so long. We have suppressed the divine intentions of God for our lives. Ooh, Lord, I'm going to take this thing off of me. You see what I'm saying? We have suppressed the divine intention of God for our life. Every day, God has a divine intention that his supernaturalness going to make you live bigger than the day thought you was going to live. Oh, hallelujah. 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 This word here, if it's properly submitted to the Holy Spirit, it will bring God out. This word is supposed to cause God to function. This is a God functioning manual. This word will cause Jesus to function in your life, in the person of the Holy Spirit. Then the supernatural, miracles, signs, wonders, The enemy will wonder where you went when he tried to hurt you. Because a divine film will come over your life and declare that you're not of this world. John's Gospel, chapter 16. We cannot read the Bible illiterate in the spirit and just want a feeling. I don't care if I don't have no feeling. I have some facts. God said it. I believe it. That sell it. It's on right now. Enjoy the benefit of your relationship and fellowship with the Lord before you leave here. Jesus, prior to him dying, talked about what's going to happen after he died. His death consummated the whole Bible. His death consummated Genesis 1 to Revelation, the end of the book. Validated it. Made it, watch this word now, made it livable. Hey, children, the Bible is livable. All those powerful things that you read in the Bible is livable today. Wow. Wow, what I said? Yeah, it's livable today. I mean, victories, all the victories you see, and you see this man was jammed up, Jehoshaphat was jammed up this morning in First Chronicle 20, and all the army was coming against him, and he didn't know what to do. He said, Lord, I got my eyes on you. The Bible is to keep your eyes on God, not your situation. Now, how many will be honest with me, even though you're a Christian, and some challenge come in your life, and you got so busy looking at that thing, you were losing. And when the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. So this is what his book's supposed to do. All right, John 16, 13. Now here Jesus give this report of when I finish, I'm going to send you an invisible Christ, which is the Holy Spirit, who's just like me. And he's going to have more space to operate in because I just operate on the dusty streets. But when he come, he's going to spread the power worldwide. So he could be at my house, your house, at the same time. Verse 13 here. Now let me remind you, because I believe it's on this morning. Let me remind you something. Let me remind you. We shouldn't live on the limits. God dog it, boy, I love it. You as a Christian, our limit been self put on with religious ideals. There is no set level where you can go. Your abilities is beyond this world limit. Well, I wish I was talking to somebody who wants to know the real God. So here he says in verse 13, how be it when he, so he's a person, he's really God. And we're talking about something that has already happened, but we're talking about it before it happened, all right? The Spirit of truth is come. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Talking about the Holy Spirit. Now in the 14th verse, he goes on, Jesus going to tell us about the relationship or the relay power between him and the Holy Spirit. You see, he said, he shall glorify me. See now, an understanding here is the Holy Spirit's job is to glorify the ministry of Jesus. He is to glorify all what Jesus said and did or done in his time here on earth. But Jesus' location in the spirit of where he lived on this earth have changed. Jesus now live on this earth, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So when the Holy Spirit is in the process of now glorifying Jesus, he's glorifying him on the inside of me. So it gives me the ability now to live the Christ life with the same glory that Jesus had when he was here. Not only if I have the same glory, then I have the same power. You see, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Peep there quickly. Oh, my glory. I feel the Holy Ghost, boy. I'm not planning on living below my means. Tell somebody next to you. Tell them right now. Say, listen. Tell them, say, if you plan on living normal, don't sit by me next Sunday. Find you another seat. Something about to happen in my life. Tell them. Don't be scared of them. If they hit you, hit them back. If they get mad and hit you, hit them back. Because you're telling the truth. See, we're in this mortal body, but we're not just body. And we should not let our body run us. We should be run from the inside. That's when the glory comes. That's when the power comes. That's when all doubt dissipates. That's when all damage got to get out the way, because your design start coming out, that you got the ability to live like God. You notice it says in the 11th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans? Read it. By his spirit that dwelleth in you. So I'm so much coming out this morning. I haven't got to what I want to get to. But it's just so wonderful when the Spirit of God began to speak.